Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We are all welcome in Jesus' name. How was your day? I want to believe that you had a very good day. May we always have good day in Jesus' name. So we are welcome in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit into the presence of the Almighty. Before we look into the word of liberty and depend on the Holy Spirit to expound His word into our hearts and enable us to pray the way we should pray this evening for ourselves, I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, are aware that yesterday was Pastor Adeboye's 80th birthday. How many of us are aware? Okay. He is one of our members of the Board of Trustees. And we want to just take some few minutes to appreciate God for His life. We don't want to take it for granted that for the past 80 days, people have been praying and asking God for many things concerning His life. Is very important to us in this ministry, as you know. So I want us to start by thanking God for His grace and mercy in preserving him. Thank God for this servant of God. Please lift up your voice. Don't just think, but say it to the Lord. Father, thank you for this, your servant, whom you brought into the world 80 years ago. You preserved him. And we are celebrating him, not just because he turned 80, but because he obeyed you, he yielded to you, and you have used him thus far in a tremendous manner. Lord, we, your servants, gathered here this evening, we are saying thank you. For this, your servant, whom you brought into the world to be a beacon to the Christendom at a time like this, in this end time, let us thank God for him. Let us thank God for the grace, the enablement, the empowerment the Lord bestowed upon him. Lord, we are saying thank you. King of glory, we are saying thank you. For this your servant. Let us thank the Lord for the exemplary Christian life, Christ-like, in all respect, in humility, in obedience, in love, in strength, in yieldedness to the Holy Spirit. Let's thank God for this. Let's thank God for this. Lord, we bring you appreciation. Lord, we say, be thou exalted. Oh, Father, thank you. Let's thank him yet for the redeemed Christian Church of God, whom the Lord had expanded from the time he took over as the general overseer. The church has moved in leaps and bounds. Not only in Nigeria, not only in Africa, but in the entire world, in all the continents of the world, in all the countries of the world. The Lord has made Redeemed Christian Church of God a pointer. Let us thank the Lord. Let us thank the Lord. For through the church, the Lord has cause the gospel to reach nooks and corners of many nations. Lord, we are grateful for this, your unique servant, whom you have used to do a great work, a phenomenal work today. Oh Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for the church under his overseership. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Let's thank God for the anointing that has made the difference, and for his yieldedness unto the Lord, for his humility, for his large-heartedness. Lord, we are saying thank you for this, your servant. Oh, King of glory, take all the praise. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. Let us also thank him for his family, his wife, his children, his grandchildren. They are all part of his life. The Lord has been gracious upon them. Even when one of the children was translated, the Lord helped him to be able to pass through the challenging time. Let's thank God for such a man. Oh Lord, we are grateful. We thank you for this, your servant, once again. Thank you for the family that you gave to him. Thank you for your compassion over his life. Lord, we are saying thank you. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you. Therefore pray, Lord, please, yet prolong his life. Prolong his life that he may yet see many good days in the land of the living. Many more years of fruitful service in the kingdom. Lord, prolong his days. Prolong his life. Keep him. Brethren, you know that both in Nigeria and in the global church, the Lord has raised this man up that presidents of nations, they defer to him. They want to hear him. They want him to give them counsel. We need such men much more. Let's pray that the Lord will raise much more, many more men of his life, even in this generation. Lord, as you prolong his life, make him continually relevant to the world at large. To the world at large. And much more to the body of Christ. Oh God, this is our prayer for this your servant, King of glory, Ancient of Days, we pray. Let us pray that the Lord will renew his strength and health, that he will be strong and healthy. Strong in the Lord, strong spiritually continually, strong emotionally, strong physically, that he will be strengthened from on high. As his days are increasing, so let the strength that comes from the Lord continue to be on the increase concerning his life, concerning him. Lord, King of glory, strengthen your servant, uphold him, guide him. Oh Lord, King of glory, let us pray that the Lord will uphold him to the end. Let him finish well and strong. That if Jesus tarries many more years to come, and he has to go home before Jesus Christ comes, let it be that he will finish well. We don't want to take things for granted. Pray that he will finish well and strong. Spiritually, he will finish well and strong. Mentally, he will finish well and strong. And physically, he will finish well and strong. That all that are in the mind of God for him to accomplish in life, especially for the kingdom of our God, he will accomplish them. For the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father, strengthen this your servant. Help him to finish well and strong. Let not the enemy, the adversary, be able to sidetrack him in any way. Brethren, do not take it for granted. But let us pray, Lord, shield him from every fiery dart of the enemy. Shield his family, all his interests. Shield them, O Lord, from the wickedness of the wicked. Shield him, O God. Let your hand of grace and of mercy be upon him, his entire family, his interest. O Father, King of glory, in Kapaya la Ralia. Let us pray that nothing will cause him to sorrow or sigh over any of his wife, his children, his loved ones. his grandchildren, none of them will the enemy be able to touch. Oh, Father, we bring to you his wife, Mommy Gio, the children, the grandchildren. We commit them into your hands for safekeeping. We pray that your eyes will keep watch over them day and night, that none of them will be a victim of the evils that the devil, the wicked one, tries to perpetrate among humanity. We pray that you will shield them. Shield them, O God, King of glory. Let your mighty hand be upon them. Therefore, pray also for the ministry to continue to advance with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and always be an exemplary ministry to the Christendom. Let us pray that the Lord will uphold Redeemed Christian Church of Christ, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, be preserved by the mighty hand of the Lord. We continue to blossom. Pray that Redeemed Christian Church of God will continue to blossom. Yes, breaking frontiers in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is our prayer, King of glory. Lika push them asantaya la rade leke leke leke. Pray against every satanic opposition and workings aimed against him and the ministry. The devil is always seeking for opportunity to attack servants of God, to attack their ministries. But let us pray that the devil and his agents will not be able in any way to attack him, or attack his wife or children, or the ministry the Lord has committed into his hands. Lord God Almighty, King of glory, Masataya Lara Lika Pushti Momo Supra Yalade Keda Pasanta Yala Dayela Diala Diaka Pushti Momo Surya. Lady Master, pray for the leaders in the ministry that the Lord will bind their hearts together to be one. That the hearts of the leaders in RCCG will be one. They will be a formidable instrument in the hands of God to advance the work of the ministry. Oh, that the devil will not be able to come in between them to cause division, to cause acrimony and disaffection. No, we reject all this in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of the living God bind their hearts together in love. Bind their hearts together in joy. Bind their hearts together in the service of the work of the house of our God. In the name of Jesus. Shikapaya. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you concerning RCCG, concerning the leaders, concerning the members. The Lord rebukes you. You have no part in Redeemed Christian Church of God. Mashakala Ralika Pashte Mama Santa Kaya Lara Lika Pushte Mama Lika Pushte Mama Suku Prayante Liakrapa Likente Liakrabeli Mama Suku Prayalande Yikapa Santa Kaya Jede Kabala Rande Lika Pushte. I want you to pray in the spirit. We don't have much time to keep on praying for Papa Adeboye and the rest. Let's pray that the mighty hand, just pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. The Holy Spirit knows what to pray about. He makes intercession. He makes intercession on our behalf for his servants, for his family, and for the ministry in the name of Jesus.
By the power of God, he is kept by the power of God. Day by day, come what may, he is kept by the power of God. By the wisdom of God, kept by the power of God. Kept by the power of God. Day by day, come what may, he is kept by the power of God. Our Father and our God, we want to thank you on behalf of your servant. We want to thank you on behalf of our daddy, our mentor, on behalf of Pastor E.A. Adeboye, whom you have used in a very great way to influence many people in the world. We want to thank you exceptionally for him. Thank you for his life of humility. Thank you for his meekness of life. Thank you for his love for you. Thank you for his commitment for you. Lord, thank you, O God, for his dedication, his loyalty. Thank you, O God in heaven, because it has pleased you to raise him because of the kingdom. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Today, O God, as we remember that yesterday he turned 80. We want to thank you because this is your own doing. We pray for him, O God, as we lift him up to you. We're asking for the strength, the enablement, the honor, the joy that comes from God to possess his very being in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for all that you've used him to do across the world. Father, we want to thank you, O God, for such great leadership that you have granted him for the body of Christ. We want to thank you, O God, because he has been a great influence over leaders, both secular and spiritual, in our country, in Africa, and all over the world. We want to thank you, and we pray this moment, O God, that you will keep him strong in you. We are believing in you, O God, that you will keep him. Lord, we believe in you, O God, that you will strengthen him. Father, there is yet many more grounds to conquer. And we're praying for him, that you will yet speak to him much more. That you will yet, O God in heaven, encourage his spirit to remain steadfast in the things of God, in the name of Jesus. We are asking, O God, that his strength will not wane. We want to thank you for his dear wife and for what you have used her to do in his life and for the koinonia they have always experienced. Thank you for their commitment together for the kingdom. And we pray for them, O God, that you will strengthen them the more, that you will help them the more in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, O God, for their life of intense sacrifice. Father, in heaven we pray that you will keep on providing for them so that they will keep on spending for the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide. We pray, O God, in heaven for the children as they are growing up to become as strong as their parents. Grant them grace, O God, that their hearts will be set on Christ in the name of Jesus. And we are asking, O Lord God Almighty, over the entire Redeemed Church of God, churches all over the world, we pray for them. We do know, we understand, it is not many of their leaders that are doing very well. But we are praying for them at this time, that their minds will be taken back in retrospect, that you will help them to think about their leader that is in front of them, and you will strengthen them to do the things that will please you in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and our God, we're asking for an enablement, for a quickening in the hearts of all the leaders who are after them. Lord, we are asking also that as we also look at him as he follows Christ, that we will follow too, and that we will satisfy you in your own way in the name of Jesus. Father, please bless Pastor E.A. Adeboye and his family. Bless them exceedingly. We are asking, O God, that you save them from hurt. Save them, O God, for those who have done things that have pained their hearts. We are asking, O God, that the spirit of forgiveness will be in them as they let go, so that you can use them much more in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen their resolve to stay true to you. Strengthen, O God, in heaven, that their hearts will be strong in Christ, and they will hear the Lord himself speaking to them, that when it is time to call them home, it will be well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest of your master. Father, let it be so. Lord God Almighty, we celebrate you in his life. May your name alone be exalted. For in the name of Jesus, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is one more prayer we will need to pray for ourselves and for our brethren now. The problem we are facing as a nation presently, this fuel scarcity, is needful for us to cry to the Lord. The Lord knows what to do. Our leaders may be confused or may be deliberate in whatever is happening, but the Lord rules and reigns in the affairs of men. I want you to lift up your voice unto the Lord. Lord, please intervene in our situation. This suffering is so much. It's a needless suffering. The Lord has blessed us with crude oil. We are mining crude oil every minute of the day. We have four refineries, but they are not working because they have refused to let them work. The powers that be have refused to let them work over the years. But the Lord knows what to do. We keep on importing and even importing bad fuel. And so our problem is like a vicious cycle, but we are crying to the Lord today. Father, please intervene. Intervene in our situation for the sake of your church. Some of our brethren are not here today because of this same problem. Some have parked their vehicles because they could not get fuel to be able to move around as they should and come for fellowship. Let us pray, Lord, please, deliver us from wicked men who position themselves against the people of the land. They have fed fat and they do not want the poor to be taken care of. Father, arise in your judgment, O God, and judge the wicked in the land, who refuse to turn from their wickedness, who delight in seeing the common citizens suffer. Oh Lord, oh Lord, how long shall the land mourn? How long shall the land mourn? How long shall the people continue to suffer in the midst of plenty? Father, please arise for our sake. Arise for the sake of your children in the land. Arise for the sake of your church, O Lord. We call upon you this day, O God. Look graciously upon us as your people. As your people, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of your children. O Lord, for the sake of the poor in the land, for the sake of the innocent, Lord, look upon us. But come with judgment against the wicked. Come with your judgment against the wicked. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the answered prayer. Receive all the glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Lastly, we will still pray for the nation Ukraine. The war is still on, to the best of my knowledge. Thank God for the grace He has given to some of our citizens in Kuwait to escape. But there are still many more that have not been able to leave the country. Let us pray. Because the war that is being fought now is needless. But the devil has entered into the heart of the president of Russia and his cliques. That's why the war is on now. Let us pray, Lord, you rule in the affairs of nations. Kingdoms come and go. Nations rise and fall. Brethren, you remember the Russia kingdom. How God brought it down. Now the monster is rearing its head again, trying to overrun the nation of Ukraine. This is an aggression, unprovoked aggression. Let us pray, Father, for the sake of your church in Ukraine, Father, let your mighty hand deal with Russia. Deal with Russia. Deal with Russia, Lord. Deal with Russia. Deal with Russia. Deal with her leaders who delight in shedding innocent blood. Oh, Magalika Pasanta Yala Raati Kushtema Santa Yala Delegibo Santo Copraya Luni Kilima Santa Yala De Kilimomosuko Prayande Credela Masanta Kaya Ekelema Santa Yala Lian. Because of this war, so many things are now being affected. So many things are, the global economy is now being affected. So many other ripple effects are coming up because of a single man and his cohort who decided to be aggressive against the innocent, against the people of another nation, unprovoked. Lord, will you not arise and show yourself mighty in the land that the people may know that you rule and reign in the affairs of men. O King of Glory, Masataya, let every confederacy in Russia be scattered. O God, the Kaba, Le Emama Santa Kaya Ladia Lika Lala, Ye Kaposo, Ama Santa Ika Lala. There are many brethren in Russia, in Russia and in Ukraine. War is not the best of things. Lord, please intervene. Intervene and grant Ukraine peace again. Like you did to Sennacherib and his army. Use your hook to pull back Russia and its armies back to their land and deal with them accordingly, Lord. This is our prayer. Keep us santa yala rabash de mosuku prayante le agrabo kushtema le dimosuku prayala. Thank you, Father. Receive all the glory and praise, Lord, for you are the prayer answering God. We bless your name. In Jesus' most exalted name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. So please, let us continue to pray until the victories are won totally. In Jesus' name. We take this song because we have come to meet with the Holy Spirit individually and collectively. So we want to say, Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again. Spirit, move me. Shall we be on our feet, please? If you can stand up and pray this song as a prayer. Take this song as prayer. One more time. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I am come this evening that you may make my life whole. Whole, so that there be no deficiency in my life. Spiritually, that my life may be whole. Make me whole in every aspect of my life. Spirit of the living God, make us whole again. Make us whole again. Do a new work in our lives. Show yourself strong and mighty over our lives concerning our situations. Open our eyes of understanding. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we depend on you, for without you we can do nothing. Without you we are helpless. We come before your throne of grace this hour. Spirit of the living God, that we may encounter you. Oh, turn us and we shall be turned. Transform us and we shall be transformed. Dear Holy Spirit, we depend on you. For without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we cannot go further from here. We pray for your divine touch. Touch our lives. Touch our lives. Do something new. Something wonderful. Something transformational. In our individual lives and corporately, to the glory and praise of your name, that at the end of the day, you alone will be glorified. Yes, and your hand upon our lives will have worked tremendous work upon us. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We'll be praying this evening concerning our lives. The attitude that we put up that affects our spiritual life. So the title of the exhortation that will lead us into praying for ourselves is Attitudes of the Spiritual Life. Attitudes of the Spiritual Life. Attitudes of the spiritual life. The Holy Spirit will want us to use our postures at any given point in time in the course of the day or night. There are 7 possible postures you can maintain. 7 postures. Your attitude, physically speaking, and the Holy Spirit will want us to look through the scripture and use that to pray for ourselves. The first attitude in your mind, I want you to follow each of these attitudes, and you notice that these are positions we maintain at any given point in time. At any given point in time, you are either lying down or you are sitting. Or you are standing, or you are walking, or you are running, or leaping, or mounting up. 7 attitudes. So we will take them one by one and use this. Looking at the scripture, we don't have much time, but I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to help us to pray sincerely. So that as you go about your duties during the course of the day or in the night, even while you lie on your bed, yes, you will remember. And as you are getting up, you sit on your bed, you will remember what you are supposed to be doing. As you walk around, you will remember what the scripture says. And you will always use this to pray for yourself. Even when you are running, Even when you are leaping, even when you are mounting up, to God be the glory. You are climbing up. The Lord will help us as we look at this in the name of Jesus Christ. The first one is lying down. Lying down is an indication of position of rest. An indication of position of rest. In the book of Psalms 23, verse 2, is a very familiar passage. We call it a Psalm of David. David expressing his confidence in the Lord. Psalms 23, verse 2. What did David say here? He said, "The Lord makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters." So the first part is lying down. He leads me to lie down. It's a position of rest. So you will pray for yourself that from this night, anytime you lay down, you will lie down and be at rest, at peace. Some people, when they lie down, they can't sleep as they should. They can't enjoy lying down. But you will pray for yourself. And I want you to begin to say, "Lord," begin to pray for yourself now. Peradventure, you are even here. The Holy Spirit is saying, you've been having problems, challenges with your sleep. The Holy Spirit wants to do a quickening work in your life. In your life. "Lord, let my lying down be a peaceful one." The psalmist said, "You make me to lie down in green pastures." No worry, no anxiety. "Let it be that every time I lie down, I will rather meditate upon thy word. While I lie down on my bed, as I'm sleeping off, let it be that your word will be my thoughts. Not wandering thoughts that are not relevant for my well-being." Some people, when they lie down, that's the time their mind will be going to things that are unwholesome. But pray that from tonight, as the psalmist said, "He makes me to lie down in green pasture. Let it be my Lord, O God." This is my prayer, that I may always lie down quietly, in a restful mood, that I may always be at peace and at rest. I receive peace. I receive rest every night. Every time I need to rest, I will rest. Everything that genders to restlessness, I reject. Reject restlessness. Reject insomnia, sleeplessness. It's not your portion. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, that my spiritual life, even while I'm lying down, will be that which is communing with you. I want to always commune with you on my bed, on my couch. As I lay down, let it be that I will be communing with you, dear Holy Spirit. This is my prayer, Lord. Oh, King of Glory. Jehovah, this is my prayer. Lekama Santa Kaya Ladalia Radani Inkustemum Uma Santa Kalia Radekemum Uma Shtama Sanaya. I believe you, Father, that from tonight your people will lay down and lay down in peace. Thou makes me to lie down in green pasture, in peaceful environment. My sleep shall be peaceful. Reject evil dreams. Reject bad dreams. When you lay down, you are supposed to sleep and have a good sleep every night. Some people, when they sleep, by the time they are waking up, they are waking up with bad dreams. But say, from tonight, no more bad dreams. Rather, I will dream of glorious things. I will dream of heaven. I will dream of good things, not of evil. Some people, it is demons that chase them while in their dreams. That shall not be your portion. My sleep shall be sweet. My sleep shall be sweet and be peaceful in the name of Jesus. So let it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ we have prayed. Now we look at, as you are getting up from your bed, the normal thing is first of all to do what? To sit up. In fact, medical science advice, especially for people that are above 40, that when you wake up, you don't just get up immediately. Some people are falling down because they just stood up from the bed, from their lying down position, and they want to quickly do something. And there is imbalance because the blood did not reach the brain so fast enough. And so they lose their balance and they fall down. Some even have died. But that shall not be your lot in Jesus' name. So they advise, even medical science advises, that when you get up, the first, as you are, just put your two legs on the floor and sit up. Just sit upright for a minute or so before you stand up. So when we sit down, what are we expected to be doing spiritually? Look at Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. We quickly read it. Luke 10, 38 to 42. It's a story we are familiar with. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was encumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus. So you will pray for yourself that, Lord, may I always sit when you want me to sit at your feet. You pray for yourself. You know it as much as I do. Oftentimes, as we are waking up, you remember so many things to be done, and you want to quickly jump out and start attending to such things. But the master will want you to sit at his feet, even at that point, and first of all, commune with him. Hear him speak to you. The Holy Spirit will want to speak to your ears. After all, those worries and things that you need to do that you left yesterday, they remain there until you woke up, or God woke you up. So you will pray for yourself. Holy Spirit, may I learn to always sit at your feet. My quiet time, may I no more joke with it. Pray for yourself from this moment. Lord, I want to sit more at your feet. I want to be like Mary of old, Spirit of the living God. Help me that I may not take you for granted. People who just jump out of their bed and start moving and start doing things in the day, they are taking the grace of God for granted. We need to hear from the Master. We need the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Dear Holy Spirit, grant me grace to always sit at your feet. Every morning and every time I need to sit at your feet to hear you, to listen to you. Dear Holy Spirit, this is my heart cry this day. Help me to be patient, not to be impatient when I come before you. May I always sit quietly to hear you speak to me through your word, through inspiration, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I want to hear instructions from you, dear Holy Spirit. I want to be at your feet. I want to hear you, Lord. I want to hear you, Lord. Oh, my shikele mama. So let it be. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Now, after you've gotten, you've sat down, you have been in sitting position for a while, and you have communed. What next? You stand up. So the standing position, what does that connote spiritually? Ephesians 6, 14 to 18. Ephesians 6, 14 to 18. So any time and every time we are standing up, let us remember this. Ephesians 6, 14 to 18. What does it say? It says, stand. Stand, therefore. How? Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. You don't fight lying down. You don't fight sitting up. You fight by standing. When you stand, that is when you are able to fight. So you will pray for yourself. Lord, may I never be lying down when I'm supposed to stand up spiritually. May I always take up the arm of the Spirit. The armor of the Spirit, as listed here, the breastplate of righteousness, protecting my heart. May I always be active spiritually, standing on my two feet, spiritually speaking. Pray for yourself. Lord, I pray that I will always have my loins girded, standing, always ready to confront the wiles of the enemy. Always ready as a soldier of the cross, as a soldier of Jesus Christ, as a soldier that is well kitted to do warfare against the wiles of the devil and his agent. May I not turn back. May I have my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace at all times. May the shield of faith always be on my hand. Take the shield of faith. I will not doubt the word of God. Oh my God. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. The helmet of salvation will always be upon my head. As I stand firm against the advancement of the devil. Pray that the Lord will find you dependable instrument to war against the spiritual darkness that may be locking around you. You will not give up. You will not be tired. Pray that you will not be tired. You will not faint in the day of adversity. You will be able to stand and stand where? Spiritually. Stand. Having done all, stand, the Bible says. Having done all, stand against the wickedness that the devil wants to perpetrate around. Pray that you will not be a weakling in the day of battle. You will stand. You will not run away. You will stand and win the battle. The Holy Ghost is expecting you and I to stand and stand well in the name of Jesus. We stand. Santa Kikelema. Lady Ma Santa Yele Ragala Rika Lima Santa Kayala. Yelema Santa Kikelema Santa Kikele. Ranande Kelema. Yes, I stand against the wiles of the enemy. Ma Santa Ria. The battle shall always be won in the name of Jesus. Yekelema Santa Ya. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the next thing is to walk. You are walking. You want to walk. But that has spiritual connotation. In 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. 1 John chapter 9, chapter 1, 7 to 9. It says, but if we do what? Walk in the light. Not walking in darkness. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, says the psalmist. So we should walk in the light as he, Jesus Christ, is the light, because he is the light of the world. We have fellowship one with another. In other words, our coming together, either as family level, at group level, at the general church level like this, it is that we may be in good standing and working together as one entity. Be of one mind, loving one another, caring for one another. He says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So someone who is supposed to be in fellowship with other brethren but is claiming that others are wrong, he's always the one that is right. That fellow is not in fellowship as he should be. So you will pray for yourself. Jesus, you are the light of the world. And I want to walk in the light that you give. I want to walk in fellowship with my brethren. This is your demand. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another. We have fellowship with the Father, with the Son, and the Holy Spirit, says the Word of God. Therefore, pray for yourself that you will always be in good fellowship with your fellow brethren. Pray. Peradventure, you are in not a good fellowship with any brother or sister. This is the time to say, let every darkness that has been causing separation between me and my brother, between me and my sister, or between me and my group, whatever it is, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in this passage we read, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, says, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. But adventure, the enemy, the devil, is pointing accusing fingers at your life now. He's saying, look at you. You say you are in fellowship, but you are bearing grudge. You are not loving the brethren as you should. This is the time to say, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. I forgive my brother. I forgive my sister. I forgive those people who hurt me. Lord, I want to be in fellowship with my brethren, and I want to be in fellowship with you. Oh, Jesus, I want to always be in fellowship with you. Let my heart be plain, be open to all my brethren, that we may be in good standing with you at all times, that we may walk the pathway of life together. This is my prayer, oh God. This is my heart desire. Walking in fellowship. Walking in fellowship. Walking for the fellowship of the brethren. Seeking the good of one another. This is my prayer, oh God. Leka push the momo supra. prayala dekin te lia klade keke tema labashte mosso ko prayala ikile momosuria so let it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now you progress from walking to what? Running. So spiritually, what does that connote? Spiritually. In Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12 verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us. And let us do what? Run with patience the race that is set before us. Therefore, you will pray for yourself. Lord, every excess luggage I'm carrying, Lord, grant me wisdom to let them go. Let go of them. Nothing will hold me down. When I'm supposed to run, I will not be crawling. When I'm supposed to run spiritually, I will run and run and run. Yes, this race with patience, this race that is set before me, this Christian race, I will run it successfully. Declare over your life that you will not fall by the wayside. Because you will not allow the enemy to cause your heart to be overcharged with something that is in the world, with cares and worries that is in the world, with distractions and attractions of the world. Lord, I receive victory over them. Nothing shall cause my eyes to be taken away from the finishing line. I will make it to the end successfully. In the name of Jesus, declare this over your life. I will run spiritually. I will run. Nothing will keep me crawling. No, spiritually, I will run. When I'm supposed to run, I run because I'm running the race to meet my Savior. I'm running the race to get to the finishing line. I will not fall by the wayside. The Yorubas will say, don't die on the road like smoke. You know how smoke is taken here and there by the wind that is blowing. That shall not be your Lord. That shall not be my Lord. We go on running the race patiently, enduring all that we need to endure till we get to the finishing line. We will make it. We will get there. We will finish strong. We will finish well and strong in the name of Jesus. I run the race with patience. I run with the race with endurance. I will not give up. I will finish my course. I will finish the race in the name of Jesus. I will finish well and strong. Declare this over your life. Declare it over your life that you will finish well and strong. You will not be a casualty in this spiritual race we are running. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost will help me. The Spirit of the Lord will help me. This is my Lord. Running to win the crown. To win the crown at the end of the day. In the name of Jesus. I shall not be a casualty on the race. So let it be, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Leaping is the next thing. You leap. If you are not running, you are leaping. Leaping for what? For joy, for ecstasy. You know, when good things have happened, you jump up, you leap, you jump forward, you are running, you are You need to see people when good things happen. Someone who has just written an exam, for instance, and judging by his own assessment, he feels that, well, maybe not. Only for the result to be released and find out that instead of having, who was giving, where did I hear of this testimony just yesterday? Of a brother who went in for an exam. Out of 5 questions, he looked at it and he could answer three questions. They were to answer 4. So he finished the 3rd and he wanted to submit. But the Holy Spirit said, sit down. Begin to write. And he said, Holy Spirit, the Bible says you will bring to my remembrance what I've been taught. Please bring to my remembrance. And then he remembers something he read some time ago. Not even directly related, so to say, to that course, but in another course. So he just started writing and writing and writing. And by the time he finished, he just submitted. So when the lecturer came back after the semester, and he came to the class for another course and said, where is this matric number? Who is the owner of this matric number? So the brother was a bit apprehensive that maybe he failed. So he said, with trepidation, he came forward. And by the time the lecturer said, you must have seen my what do they call it? Marking scheme. How did you see my mark? I didn't see you. He got 92%. That was the highest anybody had ever got in that course, in that department, since the department was inaugurated. So the brothers, what do you expect him to be? He started jumping, leaping, and praising God, just as we have it in Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, we see verse 8. That man that was healed, that lame man at the beautiful gate. Verse 8. And he leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them, that is with Peter and John, into the temple. What did he do? Walking and leaping and praising God. That shall be your lot in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray for yourself that this year there will be so many things that will cause you to jump and leap and praise God. Good news from far and near shall be your Lord. From far and near, good news. Things that will make you to leap for joy with ecstasy. Glorifying God, praising God, for God remembering you. Even when you least expect it, good things will come your way. You will jump and leap and praise God. The song of praises will always be in your mouth. You will not bow your head in shame. You will not regret that you are a child of God in any way. Rather, you will declare the lordship of Jesus amongst the hidden. They will see you and say, hey, this is God. If God has done this for him, that's why they are rejoicing. That was what the enemies of the children of Israel were saying. The Lord has done great things for them. So shall it be said concerning me. So shall it be said concerning you, brother, sister. Declare it over your life. People will come and jump and leap with joy with you this year in the name of Jesus. Rikapa Santa Keke Librale Kreni. Yea, leaping for ecstasy. I will always be in that mood. Yes. My feet will be strengthened to leap for joy because of great things that the Lord will make in my life, will bring to my life. Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. Yes, you are my helper. Like you helped that brother who was stranded in an exam, you brought into his heart, into his mind, even when he was about to give up, he read and you brought to him the answer that he's supposed to write, and he wrote, and at the end he jumped and leaped for joy, for ecstasy, because you helped him. The Holy Ghost will help me. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. Therefore, I shall not be put to shame. I shall not be put to shame. The Lord will help me. The Lord will help me. The Lord will help me. I declare the Lord will help me. He has promised He will not leave me nor forsake me. The Lord will help me. The unbelievers will not ask, where is my God? They will see my God in action. My God will prove Himself mighty and strong on my behalf this year. More than ever, the glory of the Lord will show forth on my behalf. In the name of Jesus. Shapale raga de ke de de ke de de ke de ke de ke remu in kapaya nade e kapaya la raga la rigani angadi raman soto ko prandeli an santa kekelia. This is my declaration. E kapaya la lali lady mama santa kaya la e kendelia raga da e kelima. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for you are the Lord. I give you glory. I give you praise. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Lastly, the last posture that you can take is to do what? Is to mount up for exaltation. Mounting up for exaltation. By the time you are leaping, mounting up for exaltation. I always remember this story, though it is a personal one. Some of you must have heard it. The day I was convocated in my first degree in Trenchard Hall in Yuan, you know, all of a sudden, in those days, you will not even see the details of the result until that day. So in the Trenchard Hall, we were all seated with our gown. So my name was just called to come and shake the hand of the Vice Chancellor as the best graduating student in my department. Wow. I got up. I was mounting up to the rostrum to meet the Vice Chancellor. And I was hearing the unbelievers behind me saying, SU, you mean SU has award? SU has award. Hallelujah. My God is being glorified. And we will be glorified in your life. In Isaiah, look at what Isaiah said. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, Isaiah 40. They that wait upon the Lord. It says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Stand up and declare that over your life. As I wait upon the Lord, as I seek the face of the Lord, every day of this year, I will receive renewal of strength. I receive renewal of strength. I shall not be sickly. I shall not be weary. I shall not be cast down. I receive renewal of strength. Oh, yes, I receive, a new vigor, a new vitality. In the name of Jesus, renewal of strength. Every day I wake up, it is with renewal of strength. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my body is a temple of the living God. I shall always wake up with renewed strength. In the name of Jesus, I shall mount up with wings like the eagles. I shall run, and I will not be tired. I will walk, I will not faint. In the name of Jesus. Shapala rala le de 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 de. Inkapaya landregelebo santahaya. This is my portion. This is my portion. This is my portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yekampalandre. I declare, it is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. Declare over your life, it is well with me. Because the Holy Ghost will help you. The Spirit of the living God will help you indeed. Pale greninga bo son to copra inderi. Rama kapasta neira ri kampayala. E ma santre gelemon son toko. This is my lot in the Lord. This is my portion in the Lord. Ma sakapuli bo son toko payala. Je grababa son pulling grabala. Begin to pray in the spirit. Ring gambalinda kupus sendaria.
Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to adore Him for the renewal of our strength. For the renewal. We will walk, we will not faint. Oh, we will run, we will not be weary. No weariness, no fainting. No weariness, no fainting. Oh, the strengthening. We are strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we keep on mounting. We are mounting up with wings as eagle. Oh, mounting up with wings as eagle. We are grateful to you, oh God. We are grateful to you, oh God. Today, oh God, we are mounting up, oh God. We are not going down. No weariness, no weakness, no tiredness. Oh, we encourage, oh God. We have been fired up, oh God. Thank you for finding us up, oh God. Oh, we are living this place encouraged. Exalted, lifting up, mounting up, oh God, lifting for joy. Thank you, Jesus. Lifting for joy, lifting for joy, walking in fellowship, constant fellowship with you, oh God. Oh, thank you for the peace we have, oh God, because we're in fellowship with you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory and honor to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful time we've had in your presence today, as you made us to lie in green pasture, indicating peace and rest. May this be our portion, O God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we sit at your feet, learning, receiving the word of life, because the world will speak their spirit and their life. As we receive the word of life, we shall receive spirit. As we receive the Spirit, we receive life. We are strengthened. And then help us to stand, to take a stand, to fight every attitude of the enemy, to fight the enemy to stand still until victory is our portion. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we take our stand for you and you and you alone, that we identify for you and make you know, declaring Jesus as the Lord in every facet of life, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we do this, oh God, Lord, we walk in fellowship with you, oh God. We will not walk in darkness. Darkness will not be our portion. As we walk in fellowship with one another, Lord, our fellowship will be with the Father and the Son and the Spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus. And because we walk in fellowship, we walk in light. Sin shall have no dominion over our life, in the name of Jesus. Ah, oh God, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The word of God will be unfolded unto us, and then we will receive understanding. And in this understanding, we shall receive our victory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as we do great and awesome things in our life, we will live for joy. Lord, we will live for joy. Great things you will do in our life in this year. In the name of our Lord Jesus. You will do new and glorious things in our life. In the name of Jesus. And that will bring us to mountain up again. As we wait upon you, O God, as we keep on waiting upon you with perseverance, with patience, all glory and honor shall be accrued to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your servant with whom you have given us this wonderful instruction. Lord, may you renew his strength continually. Glory and honor unto your name, O God. As we give our offering now, O God, even first our life, we give ourselves unto you, O God. May our life be acceptable unto you and everything that is ours in the name of our Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.